Tonight on Channel 4, a new four-part documentary series starts, filmed with a Bradford recruitment firm. It's called The Job Centre. And it focuses on staff at Candelisa People, who are based on North Parade in Bradford. And it's fair to say, they've got a tough task.
Bradford, Yorkshire. One of the UK's most deprived cities. The fight to earn a living wage here is as tough as anywhere.
I want just getting a normal routine and live a normal life with a job.
But there is one woman who wants to fight back. Jane Vincent set up her own recruitment agency.
We need to give back to our local community.
And with the help of her team, she wants to get people back into work.
Sell yourself.
Yes, please. Are you free?
But getting the locals a job isn't easy.
You'd need to stop talking in your language.
I've had a medical secretary that smelled of lee.
Are you free to start today?
I have had no sleep in 3 days.
The world of recruitment can be unpredictable.
If you can be any kitchen appliance, what would you be and why?
Really?
And sometimes impossible.
You think I'm drunk?
There's no way you can work. No way. I can smell it on you.
But with Jane and her team giving it their all...
JT got offered.
Yay! I'm so happy I found the work.
There's hope for everyone.
What the hell was that?
I am very determined. Very determined.
All right, it's the Job Centre and the Managing Director of Candelisa People, who've the Channel 4 team just moved in with them, is Jane Vincent. She's here now. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you nervous? Are you nervous before this goes out?
It's all really... you just don't know, do you? You don't know how people are going to take it. But, no, to be honest, they were there for 6 months and they've got 4 one-hour shows from 6 months worth of filming. So it's all in the edit, Liz. It's all in the edit.
Have you seen it yet?
I've seen episode 1, 2 and 3, but episode 4 isn't even finished yet. So episode 1, which is on tonight, I really liked it. I thought it was very warm, very funny. Yeah, there's bits in there where you go, oh my God. But it is, you know, a good watch. Episode 2 and 3, and this is all down to my vanity, by the way. I sat there watching it through my fingers going, oh, no, they didn't get me doing that, did they? But it's good watching, and hopefully people will see how much hard work and effort goes in behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's quite a brave thing to say yes to a Channel 4 documentary team, you know, because clearly they've done the sort of job they said that they would. But at the back of your mind, you must be wondering, because it is in the editing, and you don't have any control over that, Jane.
No, I don't. And, you know, what I did agree was that I would see it before it went out. And I said, you know, if there was something in there that I thought, you can't put that in, you know, it's going to bust me. I'm going to go bankrupt if you put that in. And they've been really good. They've worked really closely with us because at the end of the day, it is my livelihood. I've got a team of great people who work with me who, you know, it's their bread and butter as well. So, you know, it is a documentary, you know, it is Channel 4. But at the end of the day, you know, they were quite... open to if I thought, no, you can't put that in, you definitely can't do that. But it is Channel 4, so there's a few bits where I cringe myself, but it's good watching.
What made you cringe, Jane?
Oh, no. Well, for example, in episode 2, Liz, never cry at work, ever.
Right.
And something had gone on, and I ran in the back so nobody could see me because I decided to have a little sob. And I was sobbing, but they didn't get me on the camera, which was brilliant. But they got me, they heard me. So all you hear is me going, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm like, oh my God, I never cry at work. The world's going to look and think, oh my God, she's crying.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then also the vanity stuff, Liz, you know, as women were going, oh my God, I should have lost weight and I'm so bored.
Oh, I know.
All that stuff.
And watching yourself, you think. I mean, yeah. You know, the world will be looking then at your agency in Bradford. Clearly, they've chosen that very specifically. What do you think we're going to learn about your world after a month?
I think what they're going to learn is, one, we deal with the most unreliable commodity there is, people. I think they're going to learn, you know, how much hard work and effort actually goes in to getting people back into work, whether it's, I mean, we deal with people from £6.50 minimum wage right the way through to 100 grand salary. And, you know, you'd think you'd have a lot of problems with the ones at the lower end, but, you know, sometimes it's even the ones that are on big salaries that are really, really hard to manage. And I think what I'm hoping to get across is, one, there's some brilliant businesses in Bradford because they've taken part as well. You know, people look at Bradford as being, you know, the deprived area and things, but there's some absolutely amazing organisations in the city. So it's going to show that. It's going to show that there are people out there who genuinely want a job, who genuinely want to work, and it shows us going through the process trying to get them that job. But then it also shows you all the heartache, hassle, stress that we have to go through to get people into those jobs.
Thank you. Good luck. Jane Vincent, see her and her staff at the Candelisa People on Channel 4 tonight in the Job Centre.